Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to Things Gone Wrong.
Oh my goodness. Yep, it's the Day of Things Going Wrong by Kim and Jill, one harmonical.
Things Gone
Oh.
Wrong.
Yes.
Oh.
It's well, yesterday most people probably had some internet issues because of because of what was it? Amazon something was down.
AWS. Yep.
What is that?
Amazon Web Services, AWS.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, I heard it and I knew it was something to do with Amazon, but I don't pay attention to that stuff. I'm just like, if it works, great. But what happens when it doesn't work and when you lose your stuff? Jill, what happens?
Oh, you might just have a panic attack.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh
Nervous system overload.
no.
Meltdown. Uncontrollable
Oh.
laughter that's a little crazy.
Oh my goodness. That happened obviously to Jill yesterday. I was very fortunate that I was not on the computer a whole lot yesterday, so I didn't have that go down, but there was some other situations, not say computer related, but that were happening around the other people around me. And so it was just quite interesting how people went into more of the, I mean, we use the word panic. We go into so just a chemical response of I'm losing their shit.
Exactly. Oh my God, that's so funny that you said that, because as this happened yesterday, and I just want to throw in there, like, I knew the computer stuff was going on, and all of the stuff that I was working on yesterday was all working perfectly and beautifully and unaffected, and bizarrely, it's still very bizarre that this thing that disappeared. So these chemicals that were unleashed in my body was, it happened so fast. So fast. I had a brief moment of calm before all of the other stuff started going. And as I was like coaching, self-coaching, going through this, I did have this moment in my head where I was like, I cannot wait to ask Kim from a medical intuitive perspective. Describe to us, Kim, panic attacks, anxiety attacks, nervous system. We call them attacks. But in this case, for me, what it really was it was a nervous system, like, kind of overload. Like I watched something disappear that I was really did not want it to disappear. And I knew that in my head, but again, all these chemicals happened, and I'm still actually feeling and experiencing the physical effects of those chemicals. And so I will shut up and listen to you, Miss Medical Intuitive, share your divine wisdom with us.
Well, it's not a problem if there's not the emotional attachment to a situation. When there's an emotional attachment, then when there's like a good feeling, like you are using all of your, say, creative abilities, and you're using your self-willpower, and you're just like, yeah, this is great, this is awesome, like and energetically, I'm going to say energetically, but the main thing is emotionally, you are invested. And then when the emotions get unraveled, we have fear that's located right around your adrenal glands. Adrenal glands are kind of your fight, flight, freeze. So it's like, I need to fight on like anger, that grr. Anger is also in the liver. So if all of a sudden you're angry about something, your liver then goes awry. Your liver is your detoxification. So now all the detoxifying, the calming, the pushing the toxins through can't do that. So then your stomach holds worry. So now you're worried about what's going to happen next. So in your stomach, that contains serotonin. Serotonin is like a calm. It's a happy feeling in your brain. So basically all your normal functions. Ooh, oh, okay. They're like, and then don't forget. Don't forget all these chemicals that are saying like, I'm worried. I'm stressed. I'm having a hard time digesting what just happened. Okay. So all these receptors literally rush to the brain and the brain's like, Oh my God, what just, what is going on? What are you people doing down there?
Now the brain's like in chaos too,
Yeah.
because the brain's like, what is going on?
Yep.
And it doesn't, I guess, to me, my experiences, it feels to me the experience is chaos. The brain itself is probably just like tick, 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 just doing what it has to do.
And then so the brain tries to counterbalance what the body needs. And sometimes you can't throw more things at it. You can't throw more, say, serotonin at the stomach because it's going to increase the worry. You can't throw and say, oh, we need more cortisol. Okay, because you need to run away. You need to fight this. In reality, we need to like slow it down. So your brain is trying to figure out what do you need? And if you keep thinking in the brain, like, I'm stuck, I'm lost, I'm. So the brain's like also picking up on that too. And then it just gets a vicious cycle where we have now too many chemicals. The liver, the kidneys, everything is stressed to like push it out, and then it just builds up. Now the vagus nerve is just like, well, I'm done. I tried.
I did my best. Yeah,
So
you know,
it's.
I right now I'm just like having so much compassion for anyone who really has had an experience of, say, a really, off the charts, say, panic attack or anxiety attack. Because quite honestly, as you're describing what you're describing, Kim, all of that happened to me, and at the same time, I
Yep.
was coaching, self-coaching myself through all of it and minimizing the chemical reaction, if you will. And I like am so proud of myself. Like, it did a really good job, because this thing was, I was very emotionally invested in it. For, in my opinion, for good reason. But that all aside, this is not a common experience for me to have it get to what I would characterize as an attack level. Usually, I manage it other ways, but anyway, boy, oh boy, I feel for anyone who's experienced a panic attack or anxiety or nervous system overwhelm. It's a journey.
What I'm hearing right now too is you have to honor the fact that you had that much emotional investment into it. It's like that's the piece where I stop and say, wow, like I didn't know how much this actually meant to me. This was pretty amazing how much I did. Like this is impressive. So like try to like how you're doing your coaching, try to coach yourself into understanding like how amazing you put that much energy and that much effort, that much power.
Intensity
Yes.
and power into something. Yeah, because that's where I was getting a little wondering if listeners too were getting confused, because it's like, we hear all of this, do things with passion and purpose and on and on, and all of that really tends to, much of it anyway, tends to come through as, with emotion. And then when these
Yep.
emotions start going, we do get emotionally attached. And it's maybe its own skill to say, do something with power, passion, purpose, and not be attached.
Yes.
But when you're having attacks of some sort, there's an emotional attachment component. Yeah. And there's no judgment. That's not good, bad, or wrong. That's just what it is. So, yeah.
Well, it's really hard to put your hands up and say, oh, well, and keep moving on. Life goes on.
You get
There you
there.
go.
Ideally, you get there, and ideally we can get there to where we don't have this kind of attacks and this kind of thing. And again, I just it's I have a very profound awareness of things that occur in my body. I don't always have the description for them, but Kim, as you described all the organs and the reactions, I'm still feeling my body detoxing a lot of those chemicals in my body today. And so for those of us and who have experienced that, who are experiencing it, I'm just sending you so much love and support.
Give yourself a very good self-care day. Just to breathe. And just sit with the feeling, not the emotion, but the feeling that your body's guiding you and directing you towards, and just honor that. If it means you need a massage, if it means you need to sit in the bathtub, take a hot shower, like do something today just to keep it moving and flowing.
Yeah. And it will move, it will flow, it will change, it will get sorted out. It will. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.